I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time.
Father, we thank you for the many, many gifts that you have given to us. We give you these offerings not as a token that you would love us, but because you love us, because you have given yourself, your very self, to die for our needs, we give this to the work of your kingdom. Father, take these gifts, bless them, multiply them, and help us to be good stewards of them. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Scripture reading will sound familiar to you. It is the reading that we heard about Zechariah, so this is a good chance to really dig deep into listening to what the Word of God says into your life. So this is Luke 1, 8 through 20. One day Zechariah was doing his work as a priest in the temple, taking his turn in the daily service. According to the custom followed by the priests, he was chosen by lot to burn incense on the altar. So he went into the temple of the Lord. While the crowd of people outside prayed during the hour when the incense was burned, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar where the incense was burned. When Zechariah saw him, he was alarmed and felt afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son. You are to name him John. How glad and happy you will be, and how happy many others will be when he is born. John will be great in the Lord's sight. He must not drink any wine or strong drink. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord, strong and mighty like the prophet Elijah. He will bring fathers and children together again. He will turn disobedient people back to the way of thinking of the righteous. He will get the Lord's people ready for him." Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know that this is so? I am an old man, and my wife also is old." "I am Gabriel," the angel answered. "I stand in the presence of God, who sent me to speak to you and tell you this news. But you have not believed my message. Will you come? You have not believed my message, which will come true at the right time. Because you have not believed, you will be unable to speak. You will remain silent until the day my promise has come true." This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Good to see you. Just heard. There hasn't been an appearance in the temple, I think, for hundreds of years. You know what? You must tell me all about it. I'm so excited. That's right. I forgot. I heard that when you left, you lost your voice. But you must tell me about it. Can you show me what happened? 8 words. Oh, I love this game. I'm really good at it. First word. Fat. Oh, okay, not fat. Tall. 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 Okay, not fat. Not tall. Big. Big. Oh, good. Yeah, I told you I was good at this. Second word. Monkey. No. Okay, so flap. Wings? Are you telling me there are big birds in the holy place? I hate it when they get in there. They build all these nests, and then there's dirt everywhere, and then it takes a... I'm sorry. Not a big bird. Okay, praying, wings, singing. A big angel? You saw a big angel in the holy place? That's interesting, because I am wondering. You know, Rabbi Nob once said that no other created creation could be in the holy place except for, you know, the Lord himself and the designated priest that, of course, we do by picking out lots every once in a while to do the incense. But no other creature should be in there. I can't imagine that an angel should be in there. That's fascinating. Oh, sorry. Okay. So you saw a big angel. Then what? Angel. Was the angel holding something? A new scroll for us. A new... Okay. Holding something. A baby? Oh, there's a baby in the holy place. That's worse than birds. You know the paperwork we got to go through when we find a baby in the temple? It's awful. But it's a baby. You're having a baby? You and Elizabeth are having a baby. That's what the angel told you. Zachariah, let's just think about this for a second. You're as old as Sarah and Abraham were, and you're going to have a baby? The angel of the Lord comes down in the holy place before you and gives you a birth announcement? That's it? No prophecy? No, you know, judgment upon the Romans? Nothing? Just, you're going to have a baby. I'm sorry, Zachariah. I can't buy that. That's just not what an angel of the Lord would say. That's not what would happen. That's not the way God works.
I just heard. Are you serious? We're going to have a baby? Oh, Zach. Oh, can it be true? The Lord has answered our prayer. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, he must have a really important mission for our son. Oh, I wonder what it could be.
So Zechariah's silence comes from the sense that he himself didn't believe. Not only other people, but he himself, when the angel of the Lord came into the temple in the holy place and he saw it, he was afraid. But not only afraid, he was unable to believe those words. Now, I find it extremely fascinating and sad in one sense, that here is Zechariah, the priest, goes into the temple, and this section was called the Holy Place, and it was just before the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was. And he was lighting incense, which symbolizes the prayers of God to heaven. He goes in there, but he goes in with absolutely no expectation whatsoever that God is going to show up. And when God shows up, he is like, he's afraid, he is befuddled, he doesn't understand what's going on. And for me, one of the first things that come to my mind when I think about that is the fact that how often do you and I come before the presence of God, come before communion, come before a special service, even the lighting of the memory tree, that we come during these times with no expectation that God's going to show up. We're just doing our part. We're showing up. That's it. And can you imagine what would happen if God really showed up? If we had an angel of the Lord show up, that would be transforming. And yet the reality is God is here. God has showed up. Who's missing the point? And so when Zechariah is in this temple and he hears this message from the angel that his prayers have been answered, He just can't understand it. He doesn't understand or believe what God is going to do. And so he is given this bit of judgment of he will remain silent. And I think there's several things about this silence, good and bad, for Zechariah. The first one is that it's a good silence. Anytime we get big news, anytime we go through a big event in our lives, anytime we deal with a huge tragedy in our lives, it's good for us to step back and remain silent, to kind of process it through, kind of think about, okay, what does this really mean? Too often we're kind of pushed on, well, tell us how you feel about this. Well, I'm not ready to. You know, one of the things I always tell groups when I take them on big adventures like, you know, the Canadian canoe trip or mountain climbing trips is, you know, don't ask anybody or don't answer the question, how was the trip, right after the trip. It's too quick. Take a break, a couple weeks, think about the trip, and then talk about it. Well, I think that's true about Zechariah. This silence was good for him because it gave him the opportunity to think about what does this all mean, that now our son is going to prepare the way for the Messiah. The prayers of the people have been answered. There's a lot to go through. But I think largely it was a negative experience. Because you see, again, Zechariah was silenced because he didn't believe that it could happen. He had no expectation that anything was going to change or could change. And so he was silent. I'm sorry, I'm good. And in this, I think that it's a lesson for us as well that we oftentimes are way too silent in our own lives. God has worked in our lives. God has come to us, maybe not in the form of an angel, maybe not in a form of some kind of bizarre vision, but every one of us in this place can testify that God has entered our lives. Jesus Christ has spoken to us in some way. We have gotten through a time of darkness, a time of fear, a time of hatred in our lives, and come out the other side in light, love, and hope of Jesus Christ. We have all gone through those experiences to one extent or the other, and yet we're silent. We don't talk, we don't share it. We don't tell another person what God has done for us. Like Zechariah, we're mute. We have to stop and maybe think, why are we like that? Is it because we're not sure that it's true? Is it because we're not sure that it can be duplicated again, that God continues the work? Is it because that for, like Zechariah, 400 years have gone by and God didn't speak? Now he does. I don't know. It's been a long time. And for us, you know, it's been a long time since anything's really happened. Can it really happen? We have this doubt, this lack of expectation about Jesus Christ. We're coming here today, and like Zechariah, we come in here with the potential of God showing up. We have communion, the presence of the body and blood of Jesus Christ before us today. We have this worship time. And yet, we are silent. So I want you to challenge you as you go through this Christmas season to think about that. Think about Zechariah. He left that temple that day after that amazing event, that incredible event of seeing the angel before him, giving him the news that the Messiah is coming, that his son is going to prepare the way. And he couldn't believe it, and he was silent. We come to this Christmas season, the beginning of Advent. And we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of thinking about Christmas, a Christmas Eve service, sentimental. You're going to have a lot of family time, all building up to this day of Christmas. And are we going to leave this Christmas season silent? Leave it without an expectation that Jesus Christ is going to come into our world, into the world around us. That Jesus Christ is going to deal with the darkness, the hatred, and the fear in our lives and the lives around us. Do we really want to believe that? Are we going to walk away from Christmas speaking, rejoicing that Christ has come into the world? Would you pray with me? God, we come before you and thank you for this Advent season. We thank you for people like Zechariah and the angel who gave Zechariah this amazing news. But yet, Zechariah had no expectation that anything would change, and he was silent. Lord, help us not to be silent during this Christmas season. Help us to see in places and areas around us how you have worked and how you have given to us a message of hope, of life and love through Jesus Christ. And may we share that with those around us this time of season who are struggling in that darkness, that fear and hopelessness. So that this light continues to shine in this dark world, that Jesus Christ continues to change lives. Lord, we pray that as we leave this Christmas season, we will not be silent, but we will rejoice in Christ. We pray all this in your name. Amen. And would you sing with me the Break Thou the Bread of Life, 329, as we prepare for communion.
Well, I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.